a van, you know, just coming out with, I don't know if I want to say no energy, but just, you know, just, I just think not focused as a whole, where we turned the ball over, a lot of unforced turnovers from the beginning, and they were able to score off of those, and, you know, just not being able to get it under control until after they were up by, I think, 18 or 19 points. And, you know, again, as I always say, this is a professional league, and they're great players, and you can't give anybody that type of lead, and you know, tough coming back from it. We made a run, we came back, and you know, but that momentum was still there, and they came out and played a good job, a good game, did what they were supposed to do.
What did you say after the team bounced back in the second quarter, but they were,
you know, yes, they came out doing what they were supposed to do, but we didn't, and if it wasn't for our turnovers, just our lack of team defense as a whole, pressuring the way we want to pressure, contesting shots, it wasn't there. It was just a matter of changing that. And, you know, I told them that, you know, the way we got the lead was with our defense. And we need to go out there thinking defense first. And I believe we came out and gave up some wide open shots. It's just, you know, we have to get over that. We have to get over that mental, those mental lapses that we have, you know, at the wrong time.
One game left. What do you hope to see Sunday?
I hope to see, you know, effort, hard work, and, you know, just, you know, go out there and play hard. You know, I'll take that over a win. Of course we want to win. I definitely want to win against L.A. A lot of them in there, they want to beat L.A. You know, that's the team to beat, you know, but just because they're in L.A. But I definitely want to see just hard work and effort and to play with some pride and go out and get a win. That's what I want to see. I'll take that. I'll take that over a win.
Talk about the season after you started out 0-10. You have actually above 500 record. Tell me about keeping the team together and keeping the fight.
Well, we just wanted to, you know, just keep the morale up, and, you know, it was a tough start for everyone, and we wanted to just build on it and remain focused and improve and play good basketball and, you know, help the younger players with the confidence and the ability to get out there and just keep fighting. So we did that. We kept pushing, and, of course, we brought in Crystal Smith and Tamika Dixon, who I think helped us huge. Sancho being in the starting lineup was huge. You know, things that happened early on before anybody was in place, I think really affected, you know, the team as a whole at the beginning, you know, losing starters like that. And but, you know, I'm proud of this team. I'm proud of their fight. I'm proud of their heart. I'm proud of their ability to achieve personal goals as far as coming in and learning the game and as a young player and just sticking with it and fighting all the way through. I'm proud of them. And I can't complain about the way we finished. It's not always how you start, it's how you finish. We had an opportunity to make the playoffs, and I think, you know, just that inexperience, you know, is, you know, hurt us. You know, it was hard to finish games, close games, and that's where you need that experience. And, you know, we didn't have it, but, you know, they stepped up and played as hard as they could. I can't be anything else but proud of it.
Is there a chance that Cheryl's going to play Sunday?
Is there a chance that she's going to play Sunday? I don't know. I don't know. I would hope so, but I don't know.
Is there any truth to the rumor that Tina might not be
returning next season? Tina has never said that to me. Never said that to me. I've never heard it from a teammate. I've only heard it from you guys. So as long as she's not saying it to me, then I'm not concerned with it. Tina loves the game too much, and she loves playing here. And, you know, we definitely need her back. We want her back. And, you know, I think Tina's going to make the best decision for Tina, whether it be here or, you know, just full-time mom with Dylan. But she's going to make a sound decision. I'm not worried about that.
Thank you.
Thank you.